This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. And it is a war out there. We are under invasion. We are under attack like never before. You know, we always thought how lucky we were in the United States of America, that we live in a country that has, you know, oceans on both sides. Nobody can get to us. The Nazis couldn't get to us. The Japanese had one attack against us, Pearl Harbor, and never came back. It's just very hard to attack the American mainland. But this is what I learned at Columbia. This is Cloward Piven. This is liberals and communists and globalists all getting together with the money of George Soros and other billionaire liberals who believe in globalism, who hate our country, hate everything about American exceptionalism, and they're just paying for all these terrible people to come to our border and overwhelm our country. And by the way, I don't want to get caught in the same thing Trump did, so I'll say not all of them are terrible. Some of them are terrible. There are many terrible people coming to the border. But many of them are nice, mean well, and just want to come to America where they think the streets are paved with gold. But the streets aren't. What they don't know is the streets aren't paved with gold unless you are an exceptional person and you're educated and you speak perfect English. And you are a very creative person, you have lots of good ideas, and you're willing to work 16 hours a day, all of that together, maybe you got a shot in America to get rich. Most people come here, they're going to be poor. The rest of their lives would always be on welfare and live in some broken-down, crappy building in an inner city and live a horrible life and take mass transit like subways and buses. Their life sucks. And all you're doing is coming to this country and your life sucks and you're bringing your problems with you from Guatemala and El Salvador and everywhere else. And life sucks just as much here when you're an inner city run by Democrat liberals. In any case, we're under invasion. Before I get to the invasion, I want to mention a couple of the crazy people in Hollywood. Cher says if Trump wins re-election, I want you to hear this, Chris O'Sullivan, my board op. Are you listening? If Trump wins re-election, he'll put LGBTQ people in internment camps. Is there anyone out there who doesn't think Cher is a complete freaking moron? What gay people are going to be in internment camps? Donald Trump and me have both been in Hollywood in the TV business our entire lives. There's not going to be any gay people in internment camps. We don't hate gay people. And I don't hate gay people just because you don't want them in the military. Because they're confused and they're dysfunctional, and they're spending $150,000 or more on their transition and their surgery, doesn't mean I hate gay people and want them in internment camps. And by the way, I don't mind gay people in the military. I meant transgenders. Not putting them in internment camps either. It's also ludicrous, the things that liberals say. Here's Cher's tweet. Trump's first Republican president to acknowledge LGBT Pride Month. That makes sense. If Trump wins at 220, he'll be the first to strip you of all protections and put you in internment camps. He'll put his hand on your shoulder and stick his in your back. Wake up and smell pain. His base wants you gone, Cher said. Makes a lot of sense, right? She started by saying he's the first Republican president to acknowledge LGBT Pride Month. See, they're just scared to death that we're actually going to get some gay votes. Just like the blacks are scared to death, the black leaders, that Blexit could work. And the Jews, the Jewish Democrats should be scared to death that Wayne Root and others are leading a Jexit movement. Blexit away from the black Democratic plantation. Jexit away from the Jewish Democrat plantation. So I guess it's Gexit for a gay exit. Gay exit. I guess it's just Jexit or gay exit. And then Chelsea Handler says Trump calling semi-automatic guns entertainment is grounds for impeachment. Another moron. Trump made this statement during an interview with Piers Morgan. This is a good example. Wayne Grudem has the same thing as President Trump. Every word I say is recorded by idiots of the left, like Right Wing Watch, and they take every sentence out of context. And they, in other words, you have to listen to a whole show and an hour and a paragraph and 5 minutes to figure out the context and to decide how serious and important it is. They take one throwaway line and they try and hang you with it. So here's the line that to me is so innocuous. Trump said for some people it's entertainment. They go out and they shoot, they go to ranges, and they have a tremendous amount of fun. Oh my God. So if you want to grab that line and go, Trump says guns are fun, he's insane, he must be impeached, I guess you could do that. But it's obvious that wasn't a wild statement. There's nothing about it that was wild. They're just taking it out of context and making a big deal about it. It's a very casual statement. I'd make the same statement. For lots of people, all my Republican friends, we all go to shooting ranges. We shoot. It's fun. Hey, Chelsea Handler, do you want to put Wayne Root in jail? Because listen to this one. The week that my daughter Dakota graduated at the top of her class from Harvard, at the top of her class, I celebrated by taking her machine gun shooting. Oh, my God, Wayne Root must be killed. He's got to be executed. Yes, it was entertainment. Yes, we had fun. We had great fun. And my daughter, who is not a huge Republican, she's not a liberal, but she's kind of middle-of-the-road libertarian leader who doesn't like big government like I don't, but she's pretty much libertarian. But my daughter had the time of her life shooting machine guns after graduating Phi Beta Kappa from Harvard. So the whole thing is ridiculous. Of course it's entertainment. Of course it's entertainment. My daughter doesn't carry guns, and she doesn't have her gun permit to carry guns clandestinely. She doesn't walk around with a gun, but she loves shooting machine guns. Of course it's entertainment. I had the time of my life shooting machine guns. Who cares what you think? Handler responded by saying Trump telling Piers Morgan that semi-automatic guns are for entertainment is grounds for impeachment. I can't wait to elect a strong leader who has the courage to stand up to the NRA. They're just all sick people in the Hollywood group. They don't even know what they're saying or doing. You know, I've said this for years. Not all actors. Again, just like Trump, what he said. He didn't say everyone from Mexico is a bad person and a killer and a rapist, but he said a lot of killers and rapists and bad people are coming up from Mexico. And that's a true statement. And I don't think all actors are bad people, even the liberal ones. But I do think some of them have the attention span of a flea. They've got attention deficit disorder. They've got pea-sized brains. Some of them are really dumb. And they'd be waiting tables, which is what they were doing. But they were a great-looking woman or a great-looking man. And they got picked out of thousands of people. They got lucky, got chosen for a part. And from that point on, the movie made money. And so they start getting paid $10 million a movie. So now the guy's worth $100 million or the gal's worth $100 million, and they think they're the smartest people in the world, but if you took away their looks, they'd be waiting tables like everybody else. These are not brain surgeons. Chelsea Handler's no brain surgeon. I'm not saying she's a horrible person. I don't know her. I'm not saying she's an idiot. I don't know if she's an idiot. I don't know if her, or I say she is an idiot. I know that. But I don't know if her IQ is low. She may be a very high IQ person. Okay, as a matter of fact, you know, most of the people that go to Harvard and my college, Columbia, and Cal State Berkeley, Most of them, even though they're brilliant schools, are not that smart. They're book smart, but they aren't street smart. Right? They don't have brains. All they know how to do is study books. All right, on to the important issues of the day after I've gone through the mental illness and the idiocy and the pea-sized brains of liberals in Hollywood. The border crisis explodes. 144,000 illegals apprehended in May, up 32%. Border arrests skyrocket in May as officials declare full-blown emergency. I'm reading all the headlines. Migrant apprehensions so far this year exceed total years for the last decade. The number of migrants apprehended along the southwest border. So in other words, we're not crazy conservatives. We say there's a crisis. We're not crazy. We're not exaggerating. And we're not crazy. We say it's all the Mexican border. It's not the Canadian border. Sorry. There aren't bad people coming over the Canadian border by the thousands, let alone the hundreds of thousands or the millions. But the number of migrants apprehended along the southwest border after illegally crossing the border so far this year exceeded the total fiscal year totals for the past decade. If the trend continues through the remaining 4 months of the year, the apprehensions will be the highest number since 2006. As of today, the Border Patrol has apprehended, as of this morning, more than 610,000 subjects on the southwest border alone. But wait, now it's going to get worse. More than 55,000 children were caught at the border in May. And the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, says we are bursting at the seams. As much as 60% of agents' time is now spent babysitting illegal immigrants rather than patrolling the border. And they're setting records for making rescues of migrants in distress. Border detention facilities packed with more than 19,000 people in space that is already in crisis when it reaches 6,000. You know, I got to ask this question. I don't even understand the answer to it. They're saying that there are 600,000 people who've come in this year. And that there were 130,000, 140,000 last month. So how are there only 19,000 in detention space? Where are all the rest? Well, the answer must be they're all over America. They're being let into the American community. Now the story gets even worse. Border agency buying 2.2 million diapers. Do you understand what it must smell like at the border? It's nothing but little babies pooing in their pants. And the border guards are like guys like me, macho man. I don't change diapers. This is all they must be doing now is taking care of stinky poo-poo diapers for kids who are going to grow up, some of them, to be criminals, murderers, rapists, all of whom are going to be on welfare the rest of their lives. They're not going to speak English. They're not going to have to learn these skills. They're going to go to inner-city schools, woefully inadequate schools with jammed classrooms and parents who don't know anything. Can't teach him a damn thing. That was the key to my life. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, but my dad was a Jewish butcher. So even though he was a butcher his whole life, all he ever said from the moment I was born is, get educated, go to Ivy League school, get straight A's, graduate valedictorian. And I did. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just get you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible has what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Alaroot include a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling, no strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you want peace, prepare for war. And you got it. This is war. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. Can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndicated radio all over this great country. Thank you, Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. But especially in hour number three, which is the 8 o'clock East, 5 o'clock West Coast time, which is my Newsmax TV show. We take lots of calls all over the country in that hour. But we take them throughout the show when I have a chance. I like to grab them. And when they're here, I take them. So feel free to give me a call. Border agency buying 2.2 million diapers to help migrants. I went on this rant to start the show. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not anti-baby. I have four kids. I have four kids ranging age from 11 to 27. I've been through lots of babies, and I've smelled lots of diapers. Disgusting thing, I got to tell you. And And it's not the job of a border agent to take care of someone's baby. This is shocking. This is disgusting. This is disgraceful. We need a wall. You got to keep them all on the other side. Somebody sent me the other day, first of all, two important letters I've gotten. I got one the other day, handwritten from a border agent who said, Wayne, you're the only guy who's got it right. The drug cartels are paying off the Democratic Party and a few of the Rhino Republicans, too. He said, I know for a fact there's payoffs going on. Of course there are. It's a multi-billion dollar business. $100 billion business. And it's not just the drugs that have to get across the border. It's the people. They get like, I think it's 8,000 or 10,000 a person. And they're bringing 1 million people a year. Do you know what kind of money that is? Of course they're giving bribes to politicians. So that's number one. The drug cartels are buying off the Democratic politicians. And then number two, I got a letter today saying something else interesting. That there are advertisements in Mexico in Spanish saying Americans are idiots. And they're giving away all this money to you in welfare and food stamps and free school and free meals at school and free health care and free phones and free contraception. And the idiots are going to stop it. The spigot's going to be turned off soon by Trump. So you've got to get there before they turn it off so you're grandfathered in. And that's why they're all coming. He says there are ads. Everybody knows it. The ads are all over Mexico, all over Central America. That's why they're all coming. They're scared that Trump's going to shut the spigot off. So they want to get in before they start losing the benefits. Jeb Bush is a moron. Jeb Bush is a liar. Jeb Bush is a naive, delusional moron. Idiot. They don't come here because they love their country or our country or their family. They're coming here for the welfare. And they're all rushing before the border gets closed and the welfare gets cut off. But what are we doing buying 2.2 million diapers? We're not a daycare center. We're a government. And a government agency, Homeland Security's job, is not to change filthy, smelly diapers filled with disease. What kind of disease do these people have? What happens when they come across with Ebola? What happens when they're there with a TB? What happens when they're there with a form of polio? And you got to keep track of who's screwing us. Here are the 7 House Democrats who voted for amnesty that would grant protection from deportation to legal immigrants and give millions a path to permanent citizen status. The 7 Republicans who voted for this trash, our trash. Nebraska Representative Don Bacon, Florida Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, Pennsylvania Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, Texas Representative, Texas, Will Hurd. These are Republicans who voted for amnesty just now, literally. Amnesty bill on Tuesday. Washington State Representative Dan Newhouse, New Jersey Representative Chris Smith, Michigan Representative Fred Upton. Folks, these people have got to be kicked out of office. Kicked out of office. Career's over. And when we get back, I'll tell you the Republicans in Congress standing with Trump over the Mexico tariff threat. One of them, you wouldn't believe, Marco Rubio's on Trump's side. I'll tell you what, Wayne Root's on Trump's side. 5% ranging up to 25% tariff. Hit him with 25% right now.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle. One of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk. That's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And $629.19. In store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with top Mexican officials who are seeking to persuade the Trump administration to abandon plans to impose sweeping tariffs that leaders on both sides of the border warn could damage the continent's economy. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy on imposing tariffs.
I think a 5% tariff will have a negligible impact. If we go to a 25% tariff, that's a whole different story.
On the final day of the president's state visit to the UK, him and First Lady Melania Trump paid tribute to the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landing. President Trump reading from FDR's Mighty Endeavor prayer.
The enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces, but we shall return again and again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is
War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, number 62 as they call me now. Hopefully we can flip it to number 26 or better next year. But the new list has come out, the 100, heavy 100. Top 100 radio talk shows in the United States of America. And yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, is on it, number 62. It's a hell of a list. It's like the Star Wars theme. As we head to the other world, the new frontier, Wayne Allen Root takes you there in my rocket. All right, number 62 out of all the radio talk shows in America. By the way, I did the math. It's about 5,000 AM stations in America, and each one might have 5 or 10 hosts weekday and weekends. But I said, let's assume they only have 3. 5,000 times 3 is 15,000 hosts I was up against, and I made number 62 in the United States of America. And who's on the list? All my heroes, Howard Stern, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin. Amazing list. Amazing list. And so, number 62 in America, Wayne Allen Root, top 100, heavy 100. All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. And, you know, they don't just write this stuff as a script, right? You go, Wayne's reading an ad. I live this stuff. My health care provider used to be Aetna, and 3 years ago I switched to Liberty HealthShare. And everything they're saying is true. First of all, there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids did. My kids are on it. I'm on it. They say you could choose your doctor and hospital. Well, I got kidney stones back in January. And guess what? Guess what? I chose my doctor. Dr. Finkelstein here in Las Vegas, who I did the research, is one of the best in the entire United States for kidney stones and the best on the West Coast. And I got to choose my hospital, St. Rose, and I had the surgery at that hospital that I chose with the doctor I chose. And it was all paid for by Liberty HealthShare. All I had to pay was my deductible, and it was a low deductible, $2,500, which isn't good. Nobody wants to pay $2,500, but guess what? It used to be $10,000 with Aetna, and I was paying $2,000 a month. Now it's only $2,500, and I'm only paying $4.99 a month. In any case, life is good. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. What a great job you did for me. They called the hospital, they negotiated the deal, and I didn't owe another penny. And by the way, I save $18,000 a year in premiums alone. So I save $54,000 over 3 years. Call Liberty HealthShare right now. You want the kind of treatment Wayne Root's gotten? Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell me you're a Wayne Root fan and a Wayne Root listener, and I promise you, you'll be treated like a king. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. They sponsored my show since almost the first day, almost. And by the way, there was an article. I'm going to get to my guest in just 1 second. But there was an article. I'm trying to find all my papers here. God, I got so many papers in front of me, it's scary. It's scary how many papers I got in front of me. There was an article out in the internet today, and it said that one of the biggest names on Wall Street now says Trump is a genius. He used to think Trump was an idiot, and he says Trump is a genius. And I sent it to my friend Kip Perridge, who you know is a sponsor of this show, with VRAinsider.com. And Kip sent the following letter back to me moments ago. He said, "My friend Wayne, I'm becoming more and more convinced that God played a direct role in Trump becoming president. And I'm no religious guy. Spiritual, but not religious. But let me tell you something. I believe in Trump. Every major move Trump makes, we should expect to work out brilliantly. Do I sound like I'm crazy? I'm telling you, it's true." And it's true. Trump is a brilliant guy. And what the guy was talking about was that Trump campaigned for the Fed to cut interest rates. Trump campaigned, the Trump campaigned, the Trump campaigned, and eventually, guess what happened? The Fed kept saying, no, 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 and the president has no right to do this, and no, 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 and guess what? Now, the Fed is now saying they're going to cut interest rates. They're actually going to cut interest rates. They're saying if there's even the slightest problem with the world's economy or the stock market, they're going to cut interest rates. And this big shot on Wall Street says Trump is a genius because he says at the very moment where he's negotiating to win the trade wars and the economy could go haywire and the stock market could go haywire, he's going to have help from the Fed. They're going to cut interest rates much lower, maybe as much as a point, And they're going to inject money, quantitative easing, into the economy. And suddenly the market's going to fly up and Trump won't have to worry about the trade war. And he can afford to fight a long-term battle with China and Mexico and others. And then he's going to win the trade war because they have no choice. They'll all capitulate. Their economies will be destroyed. And at that moment in time, he wins the trade war and everything worked out great. The stock market will fly. Trump's a genius. This isn't Wayne Root talking. This is one of the biggest names in Wall Street. And as soon as we get back for the next break, I'll read you that column. But it's so true. Trump's a genius. All right, let's get to Ed Kip Herridge, who's the number one stock picker I know of in the world, agrees that Trump's a genius. And guys who are financial guys, who aren't super religious guys, are starting to believe that Trump is divinely inspired. He's sent to us by God. I've said that from the first day. He's a barbarian sent by God, just like all the people in the Bible that represented God that were killers. And just like General Patton. All right, let me get to my guest. Larry Harvey's my guest, government relations, economic development, agriculture consultant based in Washington, D.C. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he lives in a place where people are that bad. But his name is Larry Harvey, and he's got a client who you got to hear this story. You just have to hear it. Larry Harvey, a good friend of mine, a great guy. Just met him, I don't know, about 3 months ago. We've become good buddies. He is a cool guy. Larry Harvey, you're on the Wayne Root Show. How are you?
What a privilege and an honor to be to me on the number one show in America with the number one guy, and that is you, Wayne Allen Root. We are doing remarkable this afternoon, sir.
Well, you have a client named Cortez Bird who spent millions and millions of dollars to answer the patriotic call that the American government said, go help the people of Honduras. And he believed he was helping create thousands of jobs for the citizens of Honduras. And this is why, you know, I don't know why Americans have any problem with Trump clamping down on Mexico and Central America, because these countries hate us and disrespect us and stomp on us. Your client, Cortez Bird, spent millions to set up a plant in Honduras and explain to the American people on the Wayne Allen Root Show what Honduras did to Cortez Bird to thank him for doing good things for their citizens. How did they respond?
Well, how they responded was Mr. Bird, who is a great guy from Mississippi, went down to Honduras to give them an opportunity for them citizens to have a good quality of work. He's in all his life, he's been in the sawmill business. He took an old, wore-out plant, a sawmill that the government had, put it back to where it was functional, put it to where people could, down there, citizens, have a place to work. And after he got the sawmill going, they were so successful, they even got up to 500,000 to 600,000 board feet a day. He came to the plant one morning, and he was greeted with 17 machine guns and told him he wasn't allowed on the property anymore. And that is not only a shame, that is a disgrace. Because here's a guy down there trying to make a better life because now they flood in our borders, and this is another piece of the puzzle that American citizens need to look at. We've had good people like Cortez Bird to go down there and give these folks an opportunity to where our tax dollars don't have to support them, or they come over here and they have more rights than us, and then you get that type of treatment. Mr. Bird has won in court cases against them, and still today, in the United States, he can't collect his damages back from the government.
So he lost millions of dollars. You're talking to Larry Harvey, who's a government relations expert in economic development and agriculture consultant in Washington, D.C., and he's discussing his client, Cortez Bird, who's a Mississippian, a United States citizen, a successful guy, a very wealthy guy, who answered our government's call to help the people of Honduras, spent millions of dollars of his own money, something liberals don't do in this country. All they do is yak, 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 and they want other people's money. OPM never spend their own money, let alone millions, and this guy spent millions of his own money to open a sawmill plant in Honduras to create jobs for the citizens of Honduras, and of course opportunity for himself too. Nobody's kidding themselves. That's good. That's capitalism. And the Honduras government shut it down and took his plant away from him. By the way, Larry Harvey, why did they shut down Cortez Bird's plant and take it away from him?
Because it's proven what they are today, sending all those people, those citizens up here. They just want American money, And when I say that, that's those big people down there. They don't want their citizens working. They don't want them taken care of. They don't want prosperity. They don't want capitalism. They don't want economic growth and development. They just want Americans to continue and our government to send them money. And then good people, like we're learning now, good people like Mr. Byrd, who puts his heart and go down there, they won't want that prosperity. They want to still be a third-rate world country.
Well, let me tell you what I think, Larry Harvey. I'm going to tell you what Wayne Root thinks, my gut. I think it's a combination of two things. Because nobody really wants their citizens to do badly. I don't think they want their citizens to do badly. I think they just don't care. They don't give a crap about their citizens. They're the most, in these third world countries, they're the most selfish leaders in the world. They run for office for one reason, to get rich for themselves. So I think it's A, they grabbed his plant, because now that he built a successful plant, he did all the work, he put in the millions of dollars, they figured they'd steal it and make themselves rich, and then they don't give a damn whether their people do well, because all they care about themselves. So it's just the most greedy, selfish, corrupt leaders in the world, in Mexico and Central America. And that's whose people are running to America because they can't earn a decent living in their country and nobody cares. And that's why we have a border crisis. I want to sum this up when we get back. So don't go anywhere. The music's on. We're taking a quick break. I want to finish up with Larry Harvey and the story of his client, Cortez Byrd. Larry and I became friends and he told me the story and I was like, what? I got to get this on national radio so that the American people hear. We don't need to feel bad for Hondurans or El Salvadorans or Mexicans. The fact is they take advantage of us every day. Right back at you.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free 2-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free 2-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
Bluestar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Bluestar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Bluestar.
Bluestar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I was mentioning my great friend Kip Herridge moments ago, and he was talking about how he's, you know, he's a very spiritual guy, but he's never been the most religious guy in the whole world. You'd never imagine these words would come from his lips, but he said, I think this guy is direct from God, Donald Trump. What he's doing is amazing, and I agree. I agree. I mean, it's an exact quote from me. I've said it many times. I wrote the column when Trump was running for president. I think he's a barbarian. I think he's the perfect patent-like killer, natural-born killer, that we needed to fight China, to fight Mexico, to fight the rest of the world that's taking advantage of us, to fight all the terrible people in the Middle East who are sending terrorists our way. Trump's doing a great job. I couldn't have asked from Central Casting in Hollywood for a better president of the United States than Donald Trump. He's the best of my lifetime. He now beats Reagan. So I think it's God sent. I do. I think it was preordained that Trump would come and save America. I do believe that now. So Kip and I are two guys, are like birds of the same feather. I've never been known as a super religious guy. You don't find me on Friday nights in Jewish temple, and you don't find me on Sunday mornings in church. I mean, just I go like, you know, once a year sometimes to a temple and on a high holy day, and once a year on Christmas Eve to church. I love going to Christmas Eve church service. That's it, twice a year. I'm not the most religious guy in the world. But, man, I pray to God every day, and I believe God has sent Trump. Anyway, speaking of, before we get back to our guest, Larry Harvey, speaking of Kip Herridge, that's our sponsor of this segment, and I think you all need to memorize the three most important letters you'll ever need to know, VRA, 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 because Kip Herridge runs VRA. VRAinsider.com. It's an investment newsletter, not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. I'm a witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. He spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street, and then he left to found VRA in 2003, and he's beaten Wall Street 15 out of those 16 years. 15 out of 16. And here's the big news. Only for my fans of USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. The guy's amazing. He's got like a crystal ball. Larry Harvey is with us, government relations expert, economic development, and agriculture consultant in Washington, D.C., and he's been telling us the story of his client, Cortez Bird, who won a civil judgment against Honduras and yet has never been paid. He's out millions of dollars of his own money trying to be a good guy and do the right thing. And as usual, whenever you listen to the clarion call of governments anywhere in the world, including the U.S. government, you get screwed. And this poor guy got screwed, Cortez Bird, because he trusted the U.S. government that he could go down to Honduras, set up a plant, and spend millions of dollars of his own money, and then they took it away from him. They stole it. And the U.S. government has done nothing to help him. Am I right about that, Larry? What has the U.S. government done
to support?
You're pretty close on it,
Wayne, and it's not only Mr. Bird, there's several others in like circumstances who's gone down and opened up plants. We have a neighbor in Alabama, a guy named Murray Farmer, who went down and did the same thing and got booted out. So God above only knows how many good people like Mr. Bird and Mr. Farmer who's went down to Honduras to make their lives and get this type of treatment back. But we want to also thank God that we have a president that is patriotic, who's a businessman, who understands, and hopefully he can jump in here and bring awareness and get something done so these guys like Mr. Bird can be compensated back for their losses. For instance, too, all the timber Mr. Bird and them had cut and the mill kept and left, the government of Honduras wouldn't sold it. So it's just amazing.
They're just a bunch of thieves down there. And this is how they treat American citizens. So why do we have a responsibility, Larry? And I'm asking this not of you, but of everybody who's listening. Why do we have a responsibility to let millions of their citizens in, Central Americans and Mexican residents? And they treat us like garbage with no respect. They rip us off. They rip off nice gentlemen and businessmen who are out to help their people, like your client, Cortez Bird, and they slap us in the face, and we're supposed to be nice to them. I don't think we have to be nice to them. I think we need to build a wall and keep them out. And I think President Trump needs to take up the cause of a Cortez Bird, being that he has a civil judgment that he won. You need to tell Honduras, hey, we give you millions in aid every year. I'm going to cut it all off unless A, you stop your people from invading our country, and B, make sure that my citizen, Cortez Bird, gets paid for the millions that he lost trying to help your people. Why can't President Trump do that?
I would hope the president would step in and take a knowledge of this and move to do something. Because if we don't stop it now, Wayne, it's going to continue. And it's already snowballing into this big snowball, and a lot of the liberals don't want to listen because they want the snowball bigger, and that puts blindsides to the American citizens out here. But this is a serious situation. More serious, we can't afford all those people coming over here now. The sad part, years back, the foundation was put there with people like Mr. Bird taking their time to go down there to give them people an opportunity to have a good quality life in their country and work, and they wouldn't have to be dependent on U.S. or anybody else.
Larry, yes, we got to run. You hear the music. The time is up. That's the problem with the radio is you get your limitations. Time's up. We enjoyed having you on. Larry Harvey, good luck. Thanks for coming on. And good luck to Cortez Bird. A good man.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.